I want you to know as youth that with God and with hard work, everything is possible. Everything is possible. You can be what you want to be. You have to eschew the impossibility mindset. In life, you will meet a lot of naysayers, and you want to do this, and they will say, it hasn't been done before. It is not possible. But I tell you that if you put your mind to it, you can make it possible. Your present circumstances will not determine your future. What will determine your future are your dreams, your aspirations, and your hard work, but not your present circumstances. Youth delegates, ladies and gentlemen, with an estimated 6 million young people joining the labor force by 2024, the surest way to a sustainable employment path would not come from waiting for a job, but rather by encouraging ourselves to apply our creativity and skills towards building opportunities across fields. Our government's goal is to train our graduates to acquire the needed skills required for the job market in the future. Today's job market is not about certificates. It is a job market that is about skills. So some of the initiatives that are ongoing, we are going through ongoing stakeholder engagement for skills revitalization in several sectors of the economy. For example, the banking sector is engaging in skills development programs for at least 150,000 youth over the next 3 years. And in the tourism, arts and culture sector, which targets to train and certify 10,000 persons by 2023 on specific tourism and skills and cultural skills. We've also got ongoing construction and modernization of all national vocational training institutes and opportunity industrialization centers. So far, 17 technical and vocational institutes across the country are being upgraded and modernized.